Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. An Olwine woman was arrested this week on a child endangerment charge from an incident over 3 months ago. Olwine police say 42-year-old Jessica Little was taken into custody this week on a Fayette County warrant, charging her with one count of child endangerment and aggravated misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaint, OPD responded to Little's residence on July 19th after receiving a call from her in which she made suicidal comments. At the scene, officers made entry into the house due to concerns for the safety of a child inside. Authorities say Little locked herself in a bathroom in the basement and continuously told officers that she had a gun and that she would kill the police before killing herself. Little was eventually secured and transported to the hospital for a committal. The minor child was located in an upstairs bedroom and was safely secured, taken out of the home, and turned over to her grandmother. DHS was contacted, whose report to Olwine Police on August 17th said the charge of child endangerment was founded for Little's denial of critical care for the girl. A warrant for Little's arrest was issued August 31st. A free Halloween event this weekend in Charles City promotes mental health and recovery awareness and gives the public a chance to meet members of the reality TV series Love After Lockup, including organizer John Miller.
They did the Where Are They Now segment with me a couple of months ago at my house. And there's another couple on the show that her mom actually lives over in Mason City. So when they filmed her getting her wedding dress, they actually filmed it at one of the wedding boutiques here in Charles City.
Miller says he moved from Cresco to Charles City 2 years ago and wants to give back to the community with tomorrow's event starting at 4 p.m. in Central Park.
A lot of people that I know and a lot of people in the community struggle with addiction. And, you know, it's always good to bring awareness to that. So I figured we would put together just an event where it's a safe place for kids to come and trick or treat. Families can come and hang out. They can get some free food. And then we're going to do a meet and greet after the event over at the Saga Boutique across the street.
Miller says trick-or-treating for candy is from 4 to 7 p.m. Saturday, plus door prizes and giveaways of 30 decorated pumpkins. There will be tents and awnings in case of inclement weather. Love After Lockup t-shirts will also be available for purchase, which Miller says can be autographed by former cast members at the park and during the meet-and-greet from 7 to 9 o'clock tomorrow evening. Volunteers are also welcome for the event by calling 319-409-7598. More information is available on the community calendar page of our station website. Kids and kids at heart are invited to join the 2023 Halloween parade tomorrow morning in New Hampton. Before the parade, Park Rec Director Tara Hackman says those wishing to have their costumes judged for prizes need to report to the New Hampton Community Center by 10 a.m.
We have plenty of categories this year, and we're happy to say that we can announce even more winners than we have in the past. So we will have a group costume prize, and then there will be two winners selected from each of the following age groups: newborn to age 2, ages 3 to 5, ages 6 to 10, ages 11 to 17, and best adult costume.
Hackman says costume winners will get to lead the parade down Main Street starting at 10:30 a.m. Once kids have walked in the parade, they can trick-or-treat for candy from participating downtown businesses. Hackman adds that trick-or-treating in New Hampton also continues on Halloween night this Tuesday.
Plan a trick-or-treat to go from 5:30 to 7:30, and we just want to remind households to, you know, have your light on. If it's a nice night, maybe set something up in your garage or your driveway so that people know it's a safe place to stop and trick-or-treat.
You can find more info on the New Hampton Parks and Recreation Facebook page. The public is encouraged to send the New Hampton High School football team off to its next postseason game. The Chickasaws will play at Spirit Lake in a Class 2A second-round game tonight at 7 o'clock. A New Horizons Chamber Facebook post is asking fans to line the streets when the team departs New Hampton at 1 o'clock this afternoon via charter bus, which will make its way down Hamilton Street and back up Main Street. Fans are asked to show their support and wish the team good luck with a big Chickasaw send-off. For those who can't make it to the ball game tonight, follow the action here on 95.1 The Bull. Pregame coverage starts at 6:15 with a Radio Iowa scouting report. At 6:30, it's the Holschlag Bin Sales pregame show. Kickoff at 7 o'clock with Jason Rood and Nick Knoll. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.